Redbird fans all season long, the Illinois Pork Producers Association is helping to feed the hungry. For every touchdown the Birds score this fall, the Illinois Pork Producers Association will donate 20 pounds of ground pork to the Midwest Area Food Bank. The Illinois Pork Producers Association, proud partners of Redbird Athletics. 10:06 to play in a McDonald's scoreboard here in the second quarter at Hancock Stadium. Top ranked South Dakota State 27 and the 22nd ranked Redbirds 7 as Illinois State gets set to take the football. South Dakota State 4-for-4 in touchdown drives here tonight so far. They have 118 straight coming in. Dustman has it teed up. It's going to be a short wobbly kick, and I believe that one's going to go out of bounds. The second consecutive kickoff by Dustman, and the second time this year that he has kicked the ball out of bounds. The Birds will have good field position here to start their third offensive drive of the night.
Well, fans, you can see why this team is averaging 44.2 points per game. They have scored 40 or more in every game except one, and that was against Montana State, where they only scored 20, which is number three ranked team in the nation. But you can see why they are. They're just they're a power machine with that offensive line. And most games are won in the offensive and defensive line. And they have a great, great offensive line. Defensively, fans, they're just running a base 4-3 over defense, bringing some outside backers once in a while, but basically a 4-3, what they call over defenses, which is over to the field side.
So the Birds have it first down and 10 from their own 35, moving left to right in this second quarter play. Anikstead looking left, throws to Casper outside the numbers across the 35. He's escorted out of bounds at about the 37-yard line.
Zach could have gone downfield that time because the protection was so good. He had no pressure at all. Now, that's the first time they've had it that solid. But he could have gone downfield. He'd end up throwing to the short guy. He could have went to the deep guy.
Dallas Beanham escorted Casper out of bounds after the two-yard pickup. Zach Anikstead, 9 of 9 tonight, but just 38 yards. Anikstead takes the snap, hands off Blakemore, puts his head down, and moves the pile across the 40 up the left hash out to about the 41-yard line.
Pretty good hole.
Pick up a four, and that's going to bring up third down and about 4 yards for Illinois State. Birds are 2-of-3 on third down tonight. They're a perfect 2-of-2 in that last scoring drive.
Had a bunch set out here to field. They have to get some protection now.
Trio of receivers on the right-hand side. Anikstead takes a snap. Pressure coming. Looks left. Throws left underneath. It's caught by Sopkowitz at the 48-yard line. And that's good for Redbird Toyota. First down. Pick up a 7 as Anikstead finds Sopkowitz. The Birds move the chains.
So that's their game plan right there. Get first downs, John. They want to get, you know, go down to the stick, turn around, make the throw, get first downs, keep the football. That's their whole game plan.
Trio of receivers line up along the right hash. Now Sopkowitz goes in motion to the left-hand side of the formation. Anikstead out of the gun with Blakemore in the backfield. Pressure coming. Anikstead off his back foot, lofts it up. Sopkowitz had it in both hands, just couldn't ring it in. Inside the 40-yard line, goes incomplete. Second down and 10.
Wow, he had a big play too. Zach just couldn't get set to throw. He was open, but Zach had pressure right off the bat.
And Sopkowitz was wide open.
Yes. They can move the football.
Cole Mueller's going to come in. So the Birds now with a split-eye tandem backfield.
This is a good set.
Grandy, slot right. Ishaan Stewart, wide to the right. Blakemore now in motion. Give his to Mueller, running off left side. He works his way to midfield. Takes the pile with him. And finally swallowed up by Max Balloon, the 6'6 junior out of Redfield, South Dakota. Makes his 8th stop of the campaign. So a short pickup for Mueller there of about 3. He's going to bring up third down and 7. Ball right at midfield on the left hash. Birds moving left to right in this second quarter. 8:05 to play in the second quarter before halftime.
Empty set.
27-7 South Dakota State. Anikstead throwing right side. Sopkowitz eyeballs the catch inside the 30 down to the 28. Anikstead threw into double coverage. Sopkowitz outlept everybody, pulled it in. And a pickup of 22 and a Redbird Toyota first down.
Well, they were in cover two, which is the corner. The receiver got behind the corner in front of the safety, and Zach made a perfect throw right in the hole. Great catch, though.
Anikstead on a keeper running right, pitches it out to Grandy, who spins off a tackle inside the 30, but the initial hit by Tucker Large, the free safety, slowed down Grandy enough, and he got just back to the line of scrimmage, second down and 10.
Well, they run a zone read, and then the quarterback keeps the ball, and if somebody's taking him, then he pitches to the tight end. We have really had a very little success with it, though, John. Maybe a couple yards each time, that's all.
Three wide receivers left-hand side of the formation. Mason Blakemore on the left hip of Anikstead. The clap, no snap. Now takes the shotgun snap back to pass. Pressure coming. He's going to roll out to the left. On the run, 25-20. Jukes a man, 15. Gets outside of the numbers and finally knocked out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
And he got hit out of bounds.
Cale Reeder knocked him down. No flag thrown as of yet. And they're going to say it was not a late hit.
Wow.
Anikstead back on his feet after picking up the first down with his legs. Line of scrimmage now, the 14-yard line. Birds inside the Chick-fil-A red zone, left hash mark.
They shouldn't let that go. That's your quarterback.
27-7, South Dakota State, but the Birds drive it inside the red zone. Anikstead takes a snap, turns, hands off Blakemore, and he ran into the pile, got back to the line of scrimmage.
Flag that time.
Quinton Hicks, the 6'1 senior out of Wichita, Kansas, with the initial hit on Blakemore, but flags fly after the play. The play as it stands right now, no gain for Blakemore as he ran into a ton of traffic after the handoff.
Did you see the call, John? I couldn't see it. It's against South Dakota State.
Hands to the face against Graham Spaulding, the Will linebacker. So half the distance penalty and automatic first down for the Birds, who now are staring at first down and goal to go from the South Dakota State 7.
Touchdown keeps you in this ball game.
It's the Birds first down and goal to go. Aishon Stewart. Wide left, Sopkowitz wide to the right. Anikstead takes a snap, looking right, lob feed over to Sopkowitz, goes up, makes the catch, into the nest. Touchdown, Illinois State.
That's a great receiver right there. That's a great receiver. He's as good as anybody on this field. And that was a nice throw, but Zach and he really working good together.
He has highballed two passes on this drive.
Yep.
This one from 7 yards out as Sopkowitz makes his third touchdown reception of the campaign, and the Birds get into the end zone for the second time tonight. Cut the deficit to 14. Ian Wagner on for the point after touchdown. Snap, spot. Wagner's kick is up, and it is dead red. So the Birds are back within 13 after Zach Anikstead finds Daniel Sopkowitz from 7 yards out for the Hy-Vee touchdown. Proud supporter of Illinois State Redbird football, Hy-Vee, where there's a helpful smile in every aisle. 6:06 to go in this second quarter of play here at Hancock. Top ranked South Dakota State 27. 22nd ranked Illinois State Redbirds 14. Back in a moment, you're listening to Illinois State Redbird football on the Xfinity Mobile Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.